Welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily, ready for another deep dive. Today we're looking at three stories that really show how fragile our digital world can be.
I'm ready. Let's jump right in.
Okay, so imagine this. You're home, chilling, streaming a show, lights are dimming, and bam, the internet's down.
Uh-oh.
Turns out your router, the thing that connects you to everything, it's been hijacked, like literally forced into a botnet army.
Yeah, that's not just a what if, that's a new twist on the Mirai botnet. It's malware, been around since, what, 2016? But this time, it's using zero-day exploits.
Zero-day, so like, nobody knows about these flaws except the bad guys.
Exactly, flaws in software, hardware, nobody's patched them because nobody knows. It makes them super valuable to hackers.
So they've got a secret weapon, and they're aiming it at what exactly? Just routers?
Nope, wider than that. Home routers, sure, but also smart security cameras, industrial routers, the heavy-duty stuff.
Okay, so like my thermostat, my baby monitor, all that's fair game.
Potentially. Anything connected could be vulnerable. Think smart thermostats, yeah, baby monitors, even some 5G and LTE devices.
So it's a zombie army waiting for orders. How do they even get infected in the first place?
Couple ways. Brute forcing weak passwords, that's the admin and password 123 issue. But also custom packing, so they sneak past security software. Like, imagine disguising the malware in a plain box.
What doesn't set off alarms? Then what?
Then the infected device, it's part of their network, gets updates, carries out attacks on command.
And I'm assuming the attacks are, well, not good.
We're talking DDoS attacks, flooding websites, servers with traffic until they crash. What's really noticeable here is the intensity and how short they are. They hit hard, maybe 10, 30 seconds, but we're talking over 100 gigabits per second.
Like a digital blitzkrieg. What kind of damage are we talking about?
Major disruption. Hospitals, banks, anything online could be knocked offline. It's not just inconvenience. It could be life or death or huge financial losses.
So what can we do? Besides, you know, running and hiding.
First off, passwords. Change the defaults. Make them strong, unique. Use a manager if you need to.
Basic stuff, but important. Anything else?
Updates. Annoying, I know, but those notifications might have the patch that stops this. And disable anything you don't use. Remote access on your router. Turn it off if you don't need it. Make it harder for them to get in.
So we've covered routers. Let's move on to something you'd think would be untouchable. The United Nations. Specifically, the Aviation Agency, the ICAO. They set the rules for global aviation safety. You'd think their security would be top-notch.
Yeah, you'd think. But even they're not immune. This time, it's a data breach, and we're talking 42,000 records from their recruitment database, leaked online.
Wow, okay, that's a lot. What's in that database?
The good stuff. Names, birthdays, addresses, emails, work history. It's basically an identity thief's starter kit.
So how'd it happen? They just forget to lock the digital door.
Seems like there were vulnerabilities. A hacker goes by NATO Hub, figure out how to get in. At first, ICO just said potential security incident.
Potential? Yeah, that always sounds like they're downplaying it.
Right. But 2 days later, bam, the data's on a hacking forum. And to make things worse, another hacker popped up claiming they've got even more data than what was leaked. 2 gigabytes of files, over 57,000 emails.
So it's worse than they initially said. What are they doing about it now?
They've confirmed it, obviously, and they're saying they'll notify everyone affected, implementing more security. Hopefully it'll work better this time. And they say no financial info or passwords were in the leak, so silver lining, I guess.
I'll take any silver lining at this point. But hasn't the UN had security problems before?
Sadly, yeah. A few years back, 2019, their networks in Vienna and Geneva got hacked. Then there was that ransomware attack on their development program in 2024, and another data breach at their environmental program in 2021.
It's a bit worrying that this keeps happening. Is it something about how they handle security, or are they just a huge target?
Probably both. They have tons of sensitive data, complex systems, and they're a prime target for espionage and disruption. But yeah, this many breaches definitely raises questions about their cybersecurity.
So from international organizations to, well, something a bit closer to home, all our smart devices. Speaking of vulnerable things, this next story might actually make you feel a little better, at least when you're shopping for new gadgets. The U.S. government is making a new cybersecurity label for smart devices, called the U.S. Cyber Trust Mark. It's like a seal of approval for devices that meet certain security standards.
Interesting. It's a jungle out there, right? Smart TVs, cameras, fitness trackers, baby monitors, all connected.
So how's this label work? What does it mean for a device to get it?
It has to meet cybersecurity criteria set by NIST. That's the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Pretty thorough stuff. Strong, unique passwords from the start, regular updates, good data protection, and even incident detection.
So it's not just a sticker, it means something.
It means you can quickly see if a device is secure before you buy it. No need to dig through specs or privacy policies.
Make cybersecurity a bit more user-friendly. What else have they done to make it easy?
They've got scannable QR codes. So you scan the label with your phone, and boom, more info on security features, how to change the password, update policy, tips for secure setup. It's all there.
Nice. So information's right there. When will we start seeing this label?
Later this year, it's supposed to launch. Some big names are already on board. Amazon, Google, Best Buy, Samsung.
That's a good start. Hopefully it'll catch on and push other companies to improve too.
Yeah, I hope so. But there's one thing. It's voluntary. Companies decide if they want to participate.
Ah, so it's not a requirement. Do you think that'll limit its effectiveness?
Mm.
Will people even look for it? Will companies bother if it's not mandatory?
Good questions. I guess we'll have to wait and see whether this really makes a difference, whether we'll see more secure devices. Only time will tell.
We'll definitely be keeping an eye on it. But for now, we've got to take a break. We'll be back in a flash to talk about what all this means and what the future holds for cybersecurity.
We've seen some scary stuff today, right? Botnets, zero-day exploits, the UN getting hacked. Makes you realize cybersecurity is a big deal.
Yeah, it's not just your computer anymore. It's everything. Our homes, work, our whole digital lives.
Exactly. And the more we connect, the more there is to attack. We have to be smarter about security.
Okay, big picture time. What's the takeaway from all this? What can we actually learn and use?
Being proactive. Can't wait for an attack to happen. Gotta be ready beforehand.
So from reacting to, like, anticipating.
Yeah. Good passwords, obviously. Multi-factor authentication. Be careful about phishing. That's the basics.
But it's bigger than just us, right? If the UN can get breached, that means something's wrong system-wide.
Absolutely. We need stricter rules, especially for important stuff, critical infrastructure, sensitive data. Companies need to invest in security, have plans for when things go wrong, and their people need to be aware.
So build a security culture, not just rely on tech.
Exactly. And we need to work together. Governments, businesses, security experts. The attackers share info. We got to do the same.
Like, united we stand, divided we fall.
Exactly. Another thing is education. Not just for IT folks, for everyone. The more we know, the better we can protect ourselves.
Knowledge is power, as they say. But what about the future of cybersecurity? Tech keeps changing. Attackers seem to be ahead. Are we just going to be playing catch-up forever?
It's tough, but I don't think so. As tech gets better, so do our defenses. AI, machine learning, threat intelligence, these are helping us.
But won't the bad guys have that tech too?
Yeah, it's an arms race. But we have to be innovative, adapt quickly, and always be thinking ahead.
High-stakes chess, but on a global level.
True. But that also makes this work important, you know?
Yeah.
Protecting people, organizations, even countries. It's motivating.
Digital guardians, protecting this connected world.
Exactly. You got to be watchful, flexible, and really understand what the threats are.
So how do people stay informed?
Yeah.
It's all changing so fast.
There are some good resources online. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, they've got info on threats, vulnerabilities, and tips for staying safe.
And of course, you can listen to us, Cyber Mornings Daily, to stay updated.
We try to make it easy to understand, help people take charge of their security.
Speaking of taking charge, we've talked a lot about the technical stuff, but there's the ethics of it too. This botnet using exploits nobody knows about, that says something about the people doing this, doesn't it?
It does. Cybersecurity isn't just about knowing how, it's about doing the right thing. Hacking can be good or bad, it depends on what you use it for.
Any tool can be used the wrong way.
And online, the impact is huge. We need to talk more about these ethical issues. Be responsible.
Yeah, our choices online matter. They affect everyone.
Exactly. Individuals, businesses, countries. It's a societal issue.
So last question for our listeners. As tech keeps getting better, will we ever be truly safe online? Or is this just an endless fight?
Tough question. Cybersecurity is a journey, not a destination. That's how I see it.
So not about being perfectly secure, but always adapting and improving.
Right. It takes all of us working together, individuals, organizations, governments, sharing info, constantly innovating. That's how we build a safer future.
Sounds like a challenging but rewarding field.
It is. It's a good feeling, knowing you're helping to protect the digital world, making it safer for everyone.
That's a great point to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll be back tomorrow with more stories and insights. Until then, stay safe online. We covered a lot today. Botnets, the UN getting hacked, and that new cyber trust mark. It's a lot.
It shows how big cybersecurity is now, right? Not just computers, it's our whole digital lives.
Yeah, and what gets me is it's all connected. Like one little device with a problem can mess things up globally.
For sure. That Mirai botnet's a good example. Your router gets infected, suddenly it's attacking something on the other side of the planet.
Well, it's not just my security, it affects everyone.
Right, it's all connected. That's why we gotta work together on this, not just each do our own thing.
Okay, so wrapping up here.
Mm-hmm.
What can people do? It all feels so complicated.
It can, but honestly, cybersecurity is about small steps, done consistently.
Habits, not being an expert overnight.
Exactly. Strong passwords, different for each thing. Multi-factor authentication, turn it on wherever you can. Watch out for phishing. Keep your software updated. That's a good start.
And we can push for better security from the companies we use, right?
Definitely. Spend your money where they take security seriously. And if they mess up, call them out on it. The more we demand it, the better they'll get.
So we have power as consumers. We can make a difference.
That's the point. We're not just helpless. We can change things by making good choices and holding others accountable.
Great point to end on. Thanks for joining us on Cyber Mornings Daily. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Stay safe online, everyone.